To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Holy smokes, Batman. It's Gaggle of Geeks with...
Blake Howard?
And Sophie Lye.
Good morning, Blake Howard of Graffiti with Punctuation.
Good morning, Soph. How are you?
I am great, and it's been a fantastic week. I've been pretty much dancing from all the geekery that's been coming out.
Oh my gosh. It's been such a massive week. Game of Thrones is just upping the ante every week.
It is, and hilariously, another leak. Like, far out, HBO. What the hell is happening?
What I actually think is it's the craziest and most popular show in the entire world, and people are just going freaking berserk. And hackers get super excited about their fave shows.
This
as well.
Wasn't even a hack. It was just HBO's...
An epic fail.
Fail on HBO Spain's part.
Good work, Spain. Well done, guys.
They're having a tough time. Yeah. We'll let it slide. But also, Defenders dropped yesterday.
Yes, Defenders. So we're foregoing a bleary-eyed binge review of the Defenders for you guys today. We're going to do that, and we're like... No, we need some time. Soph and I like a good half a season each, you know, over a couple of days, and then we'll have it for you next week.
Just digest a bit.
Let it soak in and soak in that delicious Iron Fist. So we decided to talk about and bring you guys a few of the news items you may have been seeing this week. The two massive ones are probably the two most speculated and rumored. Things that have been happening in the geek world for the last couple of weeks. But finally, we had some confirmations. The first one to celebrate, because my first appearance on Gaggle of Geeks was a James Bond review, is that Daniel Craig announced on the Stephen Colbert Late Show this week that he will be back as Bond for a fifth and final time. So
Lucky number five.
He's coming back and talked a little bit about that. I'd rather slit my wrist than do another Bond line, which basically... He actually, you know, to provide a bit of context, got asked about whether he'd do another Bond a day and a half or something like that after he'd finished shooting. And he was like, you know, he said, I took a pretty classless approach and said, I'd rather slit my wrist, but he loves it, Bond. So that was really great. If you get a chance, I'm sure Soph will throw up our link on YouTube so you can check out the interview. But the other big one. The bigger one, because it's Star Wars.
Bigger than a planet. What is it? A galaxy.
It's no moon. It's a space station. It's Obi-Wan Kenobi is getting his own breakaway Star Wars anthology film, which finally got confirmed this week, which is like the Captain Obvious of all Star Wars movies. And Stephen Daldry, the guy, so, you know, a couple of news stories of Stephen Daldry, the Oscar-nominated director behind Billy Elliot and The Hours. And for geeks alike, they might have loved Billy Elliot, but they certainly haven't seen the dour drama of The Hours. So they're like, what the hell is that? He's the guy who basically executive produced and directed a bunch of the recently amazingly successful series on Netflix called The Crown. So he's apparently behind it. Who the hell knows if he'll actually finish directing this movie, even if it's in development with him right now because of the way that Star Wars anthology films currently work.
Yeah, I was chatting to a colleague earlier about this today, and he's like, I know, it's so exciting, but after everything that's happening with Han Solo, what's going to happen?
Yes. And we don't know yet if Ewan McGregor is going to be Obi-Wan, which, in my mind, if he's not, they're just wasting... like a massive opportunity.
Right, because, and where would this be set? Because we've seen young Obi-Wan in the early Star, well.
In the prequels.
Prequels, yeah. Not early, prequels. And then we've seen very old Obi-Wan in the original Star Wars, played by, of course, Sir Alex Guinness.
Yes.
So is this in between what he's been doing? Or is it just him sitting on a rock that is
Tatooine? For fans of Rebels, like, we've seen Obi-Wan. And Rebels is canon. We've seen Obi-Wan Kenobi in the last Rebels series, which was kind of speculated what they would actually do the movie on, which is in Rebels. So I won't spoil it. But, I'm hoping to see Obi-Wan go on some other adventures or get drawn into some other stuff that maybe takes him off to Tatooine and not just sitting in a home by himself watching the Star Wars universe equivalent of Netflix and chilling out for 30 years or however long it takes between those the prequel trilogy and the original trilogy. So, look, who the hell knows? But I think they're missing a trick with, like, Ewan McGregor was the best thing about the prequels. Mm-hmm. He's a dude who would be passionate to get involved and in sort of connecting that dotted line between his character and Sir Alec. And it's like, why not? Why not? Plenty of great stories could be told, yeah. And plenty of opportunities. And someone like Stephen Daldry. My prediction. I'm going to do it now on Gaggle of Geeks.
Okay.
John Lithgow. The great and wonderful John Lithgow. Bad guy from Cliffhanger. Awesome, hilarious, head of the family in Third Rock from the Sun. And most recently, Winston Churchill in The Crown is going to be the villain in this movie.
When you said Cliffhanger, I was like, oh, that guy.
Yes. So, John Lithgow, he's going to be... I'm tipping him to be a villain in the next Star Wars.
Oh, how exciting. Well, hopefully they can get through Han Solo. Oh,
no, right. Jesus. It's like get there. No confidence.
Oh, dear. I mean, you know, as you mentioned, you had issues with Rogue One, but that one at least was solid. I don't know how solid Han Solo would be.
We don't know. We have no idea at this stage. I think it's like the best one we can bank on is The Last Jedi, and then we'll just see about these anthology films. But, like, Lucasfilm at the moment are just ruthless. They're not willing to put anything out if it's not up to what a specific standard. So in that respect, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Now, moving on from the Star Wars universe, we're going to go into the DC and with a flash, should I say, because we have a new film after Justice League. What is it?
It's Shazam. Shazam is the next DC film that has gone into filming. And we know that Aquaman's happening. We've seen lots of Instagrams of Jason Momoa hanging around in Byron Bay, but which is totally rad. Directed by James Wan, Aussie legend. And the next one is Shazam. So there was all this talk of Black Adam and The Rock coming into the DC universe and facing Henry Cavill's Superman at some point. But now this is looking like a Shazam movie that's kind of taking him back to the 40s and doing a little bit of that, you know, taking him back to that Wonder Woman time period, and they're working on it. So a filmmaker by the name of David F. Sandberg is along for the party, and it's so weird because you're like, oh, is it the Flash movie? No, it's not the Flash movie. Oh, is it a Green Lantern movie? No, it's not a Green Lantern movie. Oh, is it the Batman? No.
No. Cyborg?
No. Is it the Batgirl? No.
No. Is it anything that we're really, really looking forward to that you've been, like, teasing us in all the Justice League teasers?
No. Okay. No. It's none of those things. It's Shazam. Oh, all right. So,
it's just strange because it's like they've gone on such a bit more adult direction in their universe, like their film universe. And now they bring in Shazam, which is a little boy.
Yeah, he's a little boy and he turns into Shazam, like says the word Shazam and turns into Shazam, that superhero that kind of is like lightning powered and essentially has pretty much most of the similar powers that Superman has.
I was going to say the poor man's Superman.
He's poor man's, but it's kind of cool. It's an odd one. It's an odd choice, but I get it because they've worked out that if they play something perhaps more sincere, it'll get a better response. Like Wonder Woman is by far their most successful movie now. And, you know, keen to see what, you know, a Joss Whedon / Zack Snyder Justice League, you know, monster that we're going to get in November. So really interesting stuff.
But I feel like with Wonder Woman, it was something that we've been waiting for so long. They've like, you know, trialed it so many times and they had a TV show that people loved as well. And it was one of those iconic figures that even if you've never picked up a comic, you know who she is.
Yeah.
If you say Shazam, people are like, who aren't in the comic book world will be like, huh? Who? What?
Yes.
Like, you know, now they're a little bit more familiar with The Flash thanks to the TV show and his appearance in the new Justice Leagues, Green Lantern. Everyone remember him as Ryan Reynolds. Dear Lord.
Oh, God.
But, like, this is just like, oh, unless you've watched, like, unless you've read them or you've watched the cartoon series, it's just,
It is an odd decision. Justice League Unlimited, though, the animated series, if you check that out, Shazam is on point in that, as is John Stewart.
Oh, John Stewart.
A fantastic Green Lantern in that series, which is amazing.
I became such a Bat-Wandy shipper in that.
So good. So good. But finally, this is the best news of the entire show for my lovely co-host right now across the desk. She is freaking excited about this. There's some good times because Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman's Good Omens is coming to Amazon.
Amazon Prime Video have picked up. like Good Omens, which, as you mentioned, written by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. It's about an angel and devil who are trying to stop the end of the world, but they've lost the son of Satan due to a baby mix-up. And they're trying to find this kid, but they don't know who the kid is because of literally swapped at birth.
Oh, God.
Which is brilliant. And it's also, of course, it comes from a brilliant mind of Neil Gaiman, which they've just adapted from, I've just adopted American Gods, which was, you know,
amazing.
Absolute hit. So for me, it feels like Amazon's just going to keep picking on Neil Gaiman's kind of properties and go like, this one might be good.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've been teased with a bunch of his properties, and I'm really excited about the Anassi Boys. They're talking about turning into an entire like spin-off series from American Gods and so much other cool stuff. But like, this is great. The very, very cool news is that they're not casting any slouches in this.
No.
It sounds like an amazing pairing. Both who've got pretty great dramatic chops, but very funny dudes in their own right, which
Absolutely.
Is Michael Sheen and David Tennant are going to be playing across from each other. So like a buddy lost baby angel and demon, you know, comedy with those two, it just sounds amazing because Sheen is such an underrated, like lightning wit comedic actor, and Tennant is hilarious too. So looking forward to it.
The Welsh and Scottish working together. Who would have thunk it?
In a post-Brexit world.
In a post-Brexit world. What is this? But yeah, but the funniest thing is Sheen is playing the angel while Tennant is playing the devil.
Well, that's how I would have cast it. So no, I'm really looking forward to this one.
Oh, I cannot wait. And yeah, I found that out, I think, on Wednesday morning, and I kind of actually did a little dance.
Yes, yes. That was one of those ones where Sophie and I have an exchange on Messenger and it's just her going berserk. Oh my God, this is happening. Yes, yes.
One of my colleagues, again, bit of a geek, loves a British sci-fi, saw me and went, you! And I was like, Good Omens? And she's like, yes! And they've done heaps of, the BBC have produced a couple of times, radio plays, which have gone off, so.
Yes.
Yay, it's coming to the screen!
Oh no, I can't wait. I'm going to check out, there's Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett are such amazing authors, like, just effortlessly rewarding, even little things, like, I don't know if you got a chance to read Neil Gaiman's The Ocean at the End of the Lane,
yep.
Which is one of the most stunning novels I've ever read. I think I read it 3 times in the first month that I owned it. It's just like, you know, and that's one of his tiny little baby back catalogue, not famous books. So yeah, such a, like a massive mind, you know, wouldn't be surprised if, you know, Amazon's the only studio that hasn't really bought into a big author or a big, you know, comic property, like, you know, with the Marvels and the Disneys and the Netflixes and the Miller world. So I think it might be that happening soon.
Yeah, and they've got like shit ton of money.
Amazon's got a lot of money.
Amazon, they have a shit ton of it, but they're going for the more fringe stuff, which is very interesting because they have like their properties on there. It's like I Love Dick.
Yeah.
The Man from High Castle, which is intense as hell.
Yes.
You know, so it's kind of interesting to see, and they're going really well with that. So
they are, and I think what's Amazon is a really strange one, as in Amazon Prime Video, because Amazon proper still have a theatrical distribution model in the United States. So like, we're going to probably get more of that when it comes over in Oz, and a much bigger Prime footprint and stuff like that when they base themselves here. But it's really interesting stuff. So yeah, look, It's fun time to be a geek when they make all the cool geek shit for us to watch.
Everything from fringe to mainstream. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Blake, as you mentioned, massive gaggle of geeks, massive week. Next week, we will chat Defenders.
Yes. Unless HBO leaks another 3 episodes of Game of Thrones when we finish this season. Because that would be great.
Like, I know you and I were like going, yes, we need to find a pub to watch this at, which we did. And we were like, let's wait for the finale. But now I'm like, I don't know. It's going to be
leaked. We don't know.
Leaks before.
Thank you, Spanish people. Thank you.
But like, we'll catch you next week for more gaggling.
See you, so. See you, geeks.
Bye.
Bye.